He should feel comfortable in the place where he's doing avodah
shelo yelo shum lachatz. He had no pressure and no fear. No fear, Abba. If it's a place where he has fear, you should not go there.
But I guess in a place where you have a lot, you have to go with the least amount of, right? Yeah.
ושלא יביא איתו את כל המפריעים והמטרידים לשדה. Don't bring with you all the things that will distract you from your body. For example, your punishment. Yeah?
What is that?
No iPhones.
Your punishment.
What is that?
It's something. It came out 2000. Turn off your cell phone. Calm down. Breathe. Do breathing. Do a breathing exercise. Calm. Calm down. Feel comfortable. Don't come with pressure. Okay? Do, you could do some. Little light exercise if you want to feel a little bit relief, right? Feel a little bit, I don't know.
Jump out
of that. Yeah, whatever you feel comfortable, kacha. And thank Hashem a little bit. Thank Hashem. Oh, I thank Hashem for so beautiful. I'm going to feel, talk to you. Go to a place where you won't have fear, you won't have distractions. The main thing is the general idea. Do it in a way that you will come to a place in yourself where you're calm with yourself, where you could think, where you could have, you could be calm. כל התנאים שמדברים מהם שהם טובים להתבודדות, because all the conditions that Rabbeinu talks about them with, that they're good for התבודדות, for example, go to the field, go to the forest, in the middle of the night, the chatzot, of course they're beautiful if someone merits to such a high level. Okay? Because כשאדם מתבודד בשדה, when a person does התבודדות, especially if it's long, it's in the field, נפתח לו הלב בקלות. His heart opens up much, much better. And also, in time of chatzot, of course, the heart opens up. Beautiful. But if these conditions are confusing his mind because he didn't sleep for the past 24 hours, I go to the field, chatzot, but he didn't sleep. So, Maya, what are you going to do? Right? Or I'm going to the forest, but I'm scared to death. So, of course, he's not calm. That's not a good thing to do. Okay? He doesn't, right? Or if he's very tired or whatever, or he's under pressure now, he must go somewhere, blah, blah, blah. Or he's scared of the dark, or whatever it is. Okay? So then, chaval, he will do it. He did not do it, but not the point. Lachen, therefore, kol adam tzach livchol zman shenoach lo. Each man needs to choose a time which is comfortable for him. In a place where you feel comfortable. That, right? If someone's, now people are going to see me, they think I'm talking to myself, that bothers them, so it's not a good place where you go to do it. Because, right? In order for him to come to Yeshiva Das, the main thing is like this. She avolim nuchat ha-nefesh, to come to the calmness of his nefesh. Uvmeshech ha-zman, uitpalel ha-kach, she'yeh yitbodedu lo, b'shat ratzon she'chatzon. As the time passes, he'll David Hashem. Hashem, please, Rabbeinu says Chatzot is the best. Please, I want to go to Chatzot. And Hashem will help with Hashem. He's another tshuva, and he won't have any fear to go to the forest, like Rav Elan goes there with the tigers and the elephants and all the things. He's not scared of anything. Right? Why? Because he has emunah. But until then, do the Yibodut according to your place. Don't say, oh, it's against what the Rebbe said. Do the Yibodut according to the way you are right now. Said that? Good. Very important. Levakesh al Yibodut. Ask Hashem about the Yibodut. For the Yibodut. Adam she'aseh sha'a Yibodut b'chol yom chayav ero acher. A man who will do an hour Yibodut every single day of his life will be different. אם כן, מדוע אין עושים שעה התבודדות? If that's so, so why? How come people don't do an hour? ובכן, ישנה טעות אחת גדולה שהיא גורמת לכך. There's one big mistake which causes this, why people don't do התבודדות. הטעות היא, mistake is, שלא מבינים שגם על השעה התבודדות צריכים לבקש מהשם. Also, the hour התבודדות itself you have to ask from השם. You can't come, I'm going to do התבודדות. I'm great, I can talk.
I'm good. the greatest.
Right? And that's gaiva. Then a person can't do itbodedut. But if a person comes and says, Hashem, I cannot do itbodedut. If you want, you open my mouth and then something will come out. Exactly, like the pasuk says. Beautiful. Tehillim. Hashem, you open my lips. I can't do anything. I remember the first time I did 6 hours itbodedut. 10 years ago. I remember, I was scared. Because I knew I cannot do 6 hours of Buddha. I could hardly do 1 hour of Buddha in those days. I knew it. So the whole first hour of the 6 hours, I said, Hashem, you know the truth that I can't do, I gotta do even 1 hour. So 6 hours, Mandachal Shmei. Therefore, open, make it that I'll do it. I need the 6 hours. I have something urgent on now. I was standing here. I must do the 6 hours. You forced me. You put me in the corner. But I can't do the 6 hours. So if you put me in the corner to do 6 hours, you must open it because I can't hardly do even 1 hour. The whole hour I was doing like that. So you come from a place of humility, of knowing that you're nothing. And every hour you build, we should do like that. Come to the hour, Hashem, I don't have anything to say. Open my mouth. Hashem sefatai tiftach, like we say in Shmon Esra. What's the difference? Also, Yibodadut. Every day, in the beginning of Yibodadut, the person has to ask for Yibodadut. It's a rule. That's a rule. That's not something personal for him, and that person, and it's different from that person. Every person who comes to Yibodadut, has to ask for Yibodadut. That's chayav. You must ask for Yibodadut. Ask Hashem to help you make Yibodadut. Don't not ask and then expect that things will go the right way. The person will get gaiva. Why? The person that does it is good and he didn't ask for Hashem. From Hashem for the. And he doesn't thank Hashem afterwards. So then what happens? He gets gaiva. Why? I do it easily. No problem. I do it now. That's the Yetzirah in itself helping him do it. But you have to come from a place that I cannot do it. Hashem can open it for me. And therefore, after he goes, thank you, Hashem, for opening whatever you opened for me. It's not me. You did it. From the place of Anava. Get a few minutes, 5 minutes, 3 minutes, 2 minutes, 1 minute, whatever it is. Ask Hashem for the Yibodut. Okay? Help me, Hashem. I should do Yibodut Kara'ui. And this should not fall into Yibodut, which is not appropriate. What's different than Yibodut, which is appropriate and not appropriate? The person comes out of Yibodut angry at Hashem. Sometimes that's what cross happened. That means they never Yibodut Kara'ui. We see how he builds it. But it wasn't Kara'ui, it wasn't the right way. And they have to learn from that. Next time they ask Hashem for the Yibodut. Ask Hashem. Okay? Give me Dibuin, give me nice talks, to speak to Hashem. I think it's the word. Eloquent speaking,
something like eloquent.
The word like that, right? Give me talks. It should be nice talks. Think about it. People go speak to the prime minister or to a president. There's a way to talk to a king. There's a way to talk. And it depends how you talk, how the person is going to accept your words. Okay? Also, when we talk to Hashem, say whatever you want. Give me Hashem the right words. What will open Hashem's heart? Kiviyachol, yeah? What are you going to accept from me? Give me Hashem the talk.
I do that.
Hashem.
I don't do it all the time.
Hashem. Hashem, give me the schus to remember everything to thank for the past 24 hours. Help me to remember all the sins that I've done the past 24 hours and do tshuva on them. Okay?
Some people, it's easier for them when they write in.
Right? You can also write in these books.
Making right.
I know people will write in these books. They come out with beautiful things. You can also write
it's like a little outline.
Yeah, it gives you a little bit.
I think it's writing.
Right, but they have the writing. They need the writing for that.
And that's a tool for them.
It's good advice also.
Helping a lot.
Another thing you ask Hashem, Hashem, give me the schus to believe in my prayer. I should believe in my prayer works. Not because I'm a tzaddik, because you're a tzaddik. Not because I'm someone. Because you're big. I'm enough. You're big, and that's why I should accept. That's why I believe in my prayer. Right? That I could have all salvation through my prayer. To fix what I have to fix. To complete all my lack, all my deficiencies. Give me the zchut every day to do daven, and every day to do mishpat. Judge myself every day. And everything. I want to fix. I want to fix me. To think a lot every day, to believe that everything is from you and everything is good, and to believe, so on and so forth. When a person marries to ask every day for the Yibodudut, at the end he'll have a complete Yibodudut of Rabbeinu who really wanted us to do tshuva a whole hour. Doesn't have to do only with Yibodudut, this asking before. Anything of serving Hashem, a person could have him for and should have him for before. Hashem, right? There's a food now. Hashem helped me to eat. The Rav has the whole tefillah there. So a person can make it up in his mind and his head. Hashem, you helped me to eat. Dusha, help me to eat. I shouldn't fall into the food, right? My mouth should eat. My head should be with you, like Rav always says. That's good. Like we have tefillahs before putting tefillah in tefillah, but tefillahs before a mitzvah. He said, that's why a person, it's good, if he didn't do this till now, and he saw it was so difficult, should be very happy, happy he didn't succeed in it. Why? Because if he would have succeeded, like we said before, he would have got gaiva from it. So Hashem, thank you for not giving me gaiva. Thank you for, that the Rav was teaching me that. And I said this before, because a lot of what Rav said, I heard the many shiurim of it. So I already know what he's gonna say here, so then I see that he said it. No? I didn't learn this book before, only with you guys.
Do they have it downstairs already?
In English?
Not
in English.
In Hebrew, they have it?
Only in Hebrew.
Downstairs?
Yeah. Correct. Sederah is Yibodudut. Fine. The order is Yibodudut. Ikara is Yibodudut, Iderach Ishit, Gamaya, Shena Shum, Kalim, Muratim. We said this already, I said this when we started this chapter. Yibodudut, there's no order. Fine, you have to ask me Yibodudut and thank Hashem on everything. But there's no order in Yibodudut. It's a personal thing. Ela kol adam, adam tzachim shitut lamo lifnei Hashem dabar ito. Kmo ni chaver tov, aba tov. Simply, every man has to stand in front of Hashem and talk with him like he's your best friend, like he's your father, whatever's on your heart, whatever you went through that day. But there's a few guidelines which will help a person do this, to talk with Hashem. And it will help a person overcome a lot of obstacles with people meet because they don't know these guidelines. Right? And all these guidelines of Rav did not make them up. It's based on Rabbeinu, from Sichot of Rabbeinu, how Rabbeinu, and from the older people of Breslev and from the generations before. Yeah. And Chas V'Shalom, like I said this before I started also, I know Rav said this sometimes. No one has to take this advice of the guidelines. No one has to. Rabbi is not saying this is the way to do it. He's giving you guidelines that could help him. It helped him. And it helped a lot of people. And it could help also you, and could not also. And if a person feels like he's not connecting to this guideline, just don't go with it. After all, Yibodudut is a personal thing. Okay? It's very important what we're saying now. I know people got confused. So, what? The Rabbi said, it's not Breslev. First is so that person doesn't understand. That's why I'm specifying and I'm saying it clearly. What we're gonna say now about Yibodudut, okay, is guidelines which you can do, huh? That a person does not have to go. Rabbi was not saying this is the only way of Yibodudut. It's just good advice that can help you in Yibodudut. Could also not, so each one will think to himself if he needs to use this guideline or not. And some days he could use them, and some days he cannot, and it's personal. It's just that it helps. It could help people. So first thing is emunah. In order to talk with Hashem, you need emunah. Lachen, כשבאים להתבודדות, הדבר הראשון הוא להתחזק בכל מה שקשור לאמונה. First thing when you come to התבודדות, is to strengthen yourself with everything that has to do with emunah. דהיינו, we need to believe that whatever was until now was from Hashem, and it was good. the worst sin in the world, the worst situations that you had, the biggest fight that you had, whatever happened. Disease, a loss in money, a loss of a relative, whatever it is. It's from Hashem and it's good. To believe that Hashem loves me, and so my Rabbeinu says explicitly, a person has to prove to himself all the time that Hashem loves him. How? He sees all the good that Hashem does with him. Okay? To believe that Hashem loves me and wants my prayer, wants to help me, and also to believe, it's all it has to do with the Munah, to believe that Hashem is kol yachol. Hashem can do anything and everything without any restrictions. He runs the world. Right? A person is in jail in four walls, and he has to believe, that's the place where a person has to strengthen himself, that Hashem, if he wants, he can make the walls fall. To believe in that. He gave out of those walls easily. Okay? And also to believe Hashem's mercy is endless. Endless is a lot more than what we can comprehend. Just to know that whatever situation you're in, Hashem's mercy is also there. And he wants to give me his mercy. Regardless of what I did or anything, his mercy is greater than that. You see that? Nothing to do with if I deserve or not. Hashem's mercy is greater than that. That's katnuniyut. I don't know if they say that in English. It's new, it's babyish. To think that Hashem.
Picayune.
A what?
Picayune.
Picayune? Picayune, you ever heard that word? It's babyish to say about that Hashem. Hashem, if I did good, he wants to give me. If not, he doesn't. No, happy to him. Hashem always wants to give me. Hashem knows what's good for me. That's why he gives and doesn't give. Okay? Hashem loves me all the time. Kitu. Any parent, if you're a parent, you can relate to what we're saying here. Right? You know, if you have a kid, you love him all the time, regardless of what he does. Sometimes it's difficult with him. You still love him. And even if some people, parents of a murderer, they still love their children. Still, they're embarrassed at what they did. Embarrassed that's what came out of them. But they still love them. Normal parents. Some parents are... Okay? That's why if someone had a parent which was a little cuckoo, so I'm sorry. Okay? But if you're a normal parent, and you have children, you always love him, and you always want to give him, well, why don't you give him? I want to give him candy all day, but sometimes it's not so good for him, so I don't always give him candy. It's fine. So that the kid might not understand. But let's be the kid that understands. And say, Hashem always loves me, always wants to give me. The main thing is to believe that everything is good. Whatever Hashem does with me is good. And also, a person should be happy with whatever he's done till now. It's very important what he's saying here. Even everything was kaka, wrong, off the way, wrong, whatever. Be happy with that. As the time goes on, and he goes to when he does go every day and every day, another day, another day, he'll start understanding also what exactly Hashem wants from him and everything. But first of all, it's all good. It's no bad. And a lot of times in Yibodut, a person will have he won't even do any cheshbon of it. I remember the Yibodut like that. That's what I did all Yibodut. I had very difficult situation. And I convinced myself a million times, over and over, Hashem is good. Why? Why is it good? Because you did it. Not because I feel good, not because it looks good. It looks bad, I feel bad, it's horrible. But you said it's good because you did it, it's good. You don't do any bad. You love me, you did only good. Whole hour I did like that. An hour and a half, 2 hours sometimes. When I had situations, hard, difficult situations. Strengthen the emunah. Strengthen the emunah. Strengthen my emunah. That the situation won't disconnect me from Hashem. You know the story, the mashal. The famous that a kid was walking with his father. And he was walking with his father. Every time he looked back, he didn't see his father. He knew he was walking with him. Every time he looked back, he saw two pairs of footsteps on the sand. And then he looked back, and every time he had a difficult situation, he only saw only one pair of footsteps. So he told his father, "I don't understand. A difficult situation, only one. Why didn't you go with me?" He said, "You don't understand. A difficult situation. I was carrying you, right? And I was taking us with him." carrying us within. We have a difficult situation. Doesn't mean we have to disconnect ourselves from Hashem. That's what a lot of times people have from difficulties. They either fall from their Emunah or grow with their Emunah. Right? Death, so all kinds of difficult things. Or divorce, all kinds of hard things. Either a person says, ah, Hashem, yeah, the heck with it, yalla. You did such a horrible thing, I'm leaving you. A lot of people, afuch, they have a difficult situation, they connect themselves more with Hashem. They have what to hold on to. Okay? A person will decide what kind of life they want, a bitter life or a sweet life. And it's literally, nothing to do with literally, people go, they have a difficult situation, they go against Hashem, they have a bitter life, they talk bitterly. Talk to people like that, you see, they're bitter. Their life is bad, they feel upset, they have anger inside. If a person starts thanking Hashem about everything, like Allah writes in the Garden of Gratitude, so he has a sweet life. Regardless of what the situation he's in, his life is sweet. He's not suffering from a horrible situation. Not. Okay? And again, slowly, you'll see. Yeah. Good. That's why it's good a lot of times, especially in the beginning of his Bodhidut, and when a person begins doing Bodhidut, to work on this. If a person needs more advice than this, there's a book called Garden of Wisdom. Beautiful book. It's called Garden, really, Avraham told us that before when he put out the book, mm-hmm. He wanted to call it the Garden of Happiness, of Joy. That's what it's called in French, by the way. Yeah. And it's called in French. In French, it's called the Garden of Joy. Not of wisdom.
What? Wisdom.
Not of wisdom. Joy. Because that's what it is. Okay? Because I've always said the first 10 years...
The
first 10 years of Yibodhu, I've always told some of the guys, the first 10 years of Yibodhu, work on your simcha. Because a lot of times a person is gonna feel harsh with himself. That's not a good situation. Again, that doesn't have to be literally 10 years again in each time of situation. But that's to forget that. If you feel bad, stop doing evil. Go work on everything is good. Hashem loves me. Hashem does only good with me. Don't go into that corner where slowly, you'll see why Hashem is also good for you. And then you're able to go into the difficult places and you fix them.
I heard that a long time ago. That's from Rabbi.
From the Rav?
I heard that from Laser Rudy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he had a wonderful podcast called Ashreinu.
Ashreinu. Okay, we're...